We don't have to record this. I just want to run this past you, so I'm going to start compiling all of the negatives, but there's two mains here already. You're producing a large amount of actually what you should be breathing out. You're producing it in your body. Now, this stuff, it actually drops in, the pH is really low on it when you mix it that way.
Yeah, okay,
when you add the sodium bicarbonate. Now, your reaction with whatever's remaining of the citric acid goes down into a very low pH, the 5-something, and you're producing... And now, I got to ask you this. The main reason I phoned is the way that the MMS is being mixed now, you said a drop to a drop?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying that we're talking about what's called equal mole, which it actually isn't, but we'll say equal amounts.
Right.
Now, the mole's actually a little bit higher, I believe, of the citric acid, the actual mole. But if you're actually going equal mole, you will produce, for every mole of citric acid, you are going to produce 3 moles of carbon dioxide. So now the amount of citric acid that's being used, you know, like, and also the citric acid that's in your body, it's going to be reacted, eh?
Okay.
And, you know, that's why when you throw the Alka-Seltzer in the glass of water and it fizzes.
Right.
Well, that's what it's producing. It's producing carbon dioxide, eh?
Okay.
And so the carbon dioxide is going to definitely have an effect on any cancer you have, because it's going to deplete, it's going to outnumber the oxygen that's present.
Right, okay.
Okay, so that's the number one negative is, I shouldn't say the most important, but that's the first negative that I'm going to talk about is, what happens when you get a massive amount of carbon dioxide in your body? Well, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the problems with scuba diving and this, that, and the other thing.
Right, the bends, yeah.
You get all kinds of stuff from that, but bottom line on it is, it's not good for you to increase that. You know, it actually changes your cell respiration and everything. So when we look at that right off the bat, there's a problem. Now, the second thing that it produces monosodium, eh?
Oh, really?
Yes. Now, monosodium, how much glutamate is in your body naturally, in your diet and in your body, and all your everything about your cell respiration and everything, you know that glutamate is present.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so monosodium glutamate. What does the HeLa cell live on?
MSG.
MSG, monosodium glutamate. And for the HeLa cell to become airborne, what does it have to have? Monosodium glutamate. To live on a dry petri dish in the middle of nowhere, in other words, to actually change by contact, monosodium glutamate.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things. So now, Jesus, I wish this guy would start. I mean, you know what I'm looking at right now? This is grade 12 chemistry shit that I'm just reciting to you. I mean, this is stuff that kids know. You can't do this stuff, eh?
Yeah.
Well, Humble's going to have to really get his shit together, or something bad is going to happen.
Well, I agree.
You know, it's one of those things. Now, there's a whole bunch of related questions here, talking about equations. Because, for an equation to be, it has to be balanced before you're going to get a true answer, you know. And this here idea of the one-to-one drop?
Yeah.
Well, that gives you something about balance, but not really, because the mole weights are different in between the two volumes.
Okay.
Now, to actually talk this through in the equations, that's not going to be possible. No one's going to get it anyway. What you have to do is actually go into the text and look at the reactions, eh?
Uh-huh.
And one of the questions is, well, how many grams of carbon dioxide are formed? Well, another thing about this stuff, when you add that second thing, you're turning it into a fizzy pop. And how long does that go on? When did you attack, not you, namely, I'm talking about the person using the baking soda to neutralize the taste, so-called taste of this stuff. When was it added? Was it added too soon? Was it added too long after the fact? How much was added?
Yeah, I just watched a video a few minutes ago, and he's using something like an eighth of a teaspoon or something, a very small amount.
Doesn't matter. You know, an eighth of a teaspoon, what's that in mole?
Mm-hmm.
So look at mole and see what that is. We're talking about a lot. So that eighth of a teaspoon and its reactiveness is going to produce 3 mole per one. of carbon dioxide. And that carbon dioxide is going to hit your system just like a rock. Bang, it's in your stomach. And then anything that has oxygen attached to it, it's immediately absorbed by the cells. That's why dioxide is so bad, carbon dioxide.
Uh-huh.
It's going to intentionally breathe in or eat carbon dioxide. Jesus, an idiot would do that. But now you're putting carbon dioxide in your cells.
Not a good thing.
No, you want that to leave your body.
I know. I'm understanding that, yes. You're right.
But now you're back to that again. I mean, like, you know, I'm going to stand by what I'm saying here. What I'm saying is true. It's easily proven. What I'm saying is true. Humble has to change his thought processes. He has to actually question these guys. He has to question everything. He cannot surround himself by people that are going to ultimately put an end to him.
I concur. Okay.
Now, those are only 2 points, and there are others, but I still have to do some more chemistry.
Okay.
Now, I've retained everything here, like all of the equations and all the processes and everything that's produced and all that kind of stuff for the two topics that I've just mentioned, and that's just the tip of the damn iceberg. But above all, you got to remember the pH level is low, and you're actually decreasing the percentage of oxygen in your body by doing this.
That is really one of the key things, because one of the things that using MMS does is to increase oxygen.
Yes.
In an already oxygen deficient environment.
That's right. So why would you want to decrease that? I mean, the guy that talked him into this, he's probably laughing his ass off.
Well, he's sitting right.
He's got to know.
He's sitting right beside him there in the video.
Yeah, well, he's got to know. That's probably why he's smiling at the old guy while he's drinking it.
Okay.
He's probably just patting himself on the back, you know, getting a phone call from home saying good work.
It's apparent that Jim didn't come up with this, even in watching the video.
I'm sure that this guy might know you.
I don't care.
Hill doesn't know me.
I don't care. It's all right.
But if you tell him to look deeper into these points, then now the monosodium glutamate. Now, if it's no doubt at all in my mind that you're going to have inadvertent production of monosodium glutamate in your body, which is a carcinogen.
Yeah, because sodium is being added. I mean, yes, sodium bicarbonate.
Yeah,
sodium and carbon.
To monosodium.
Yeah.
Okay, so now the bottom line on this is monosodium and the glutamate in your body, now there's going to be guaranteed an inadvertent production through one of the different procedures, whether it involves light, whether it involves cellular respiration, all of that other kind of stuff. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. So, do you want monosodium glutamate in your body? Monosodium isn't good either.
Okay, this is all good stuff. All right.
Yeah, and there's more. There's going to be more coming. I just wanted to get back to you on these 2 points. Now, when it comes down to actually finding the equations and everything, they're available everywhere. But I found real clear descriptions of the processes and everything in a ton of papers out of NIOSH and stuff like that.
Yeah.
If you want the real quick answers, I just stumbled onto yahoo.answers.
Okay. Okay.
And you can present any question you want in there about chemical reactions, and you're going to get an answer. It's free, eh?
Good. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'll talk to you later, man. And I did record this. This is good. Okay.
Okay.
I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.